In good times and bad, wise investors buy precious metals as part of a diversified investment portfolio, says gold market investment analyst George Milling Stanley.
What you really want is assets that move in different directions so that you have some protection.
What investors need to protect themselves against is overcommitment to traditional investments, such as currency and shares of stocks and bonds. When they perform similarly, as Mr. Milling Stanley says they have been doing in recent years, investors risk sharp losses should the market turn downward.
So if the three traditional investment assets are starting to move in a correlated fashion, then an uncorrelated asset like gold becomes even more valuable.
The value of gold has increased 170% in the past 5 years. Milling Stanley says its performance is related to four specific factors. First, the value of the U.S. dollar has been declining. Second, inflation in the U.S., while not great, has been steadily inching up. Third, the performance of U.S. equities has been generally lackluster.
And the fourth non-gold market factor that affects the gold market is geopolitical tensions. And I don't think anybody would argue with my contention that geopolitical tensions are worse now than they were 5 years ago.
Milling Stanley points to one key geopolitical benchmark, January 2006, when Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad announced his nation had resumed nuclear research, raising the specter of conflict with the U.S. and other concerned nations.
That's probably the one that has given us most of the oomph in the gold price in just the last few weeks.
As for the market's seesaw movements of recent weeks, he explains that recent drop-offs in gold's value should be seen as short-term market corrections, and that long-term prospects for gold still appear strong.
There are good reasons why most analysts are expecting the gold price to pick up and continue to rise for another few years to come yet, so there's still a good deal of potential in it.
That's something many investors believe in. George Dwyer, VOA News.